This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday. WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp. Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard.
And Jim Reed.
And Carl Gertz.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harry Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Will Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is the Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Wow, we've zipped through 2 hours. It's always a fast show. I hope it is for you folks as much as it is for us. And that means we're having a good time. And Rufus, I hope, is not sitting on the edge of his seat in his car because of having he's being careful and everything. So where are you right now, Commissioner?
Well, we're getting close to Yadkinville.
Wow. Oh, wow. I love that. Love that expanse there. It really starts getting pretty around that area. It's starting to get hilly. That's the foothills. And you're not too far from Wilkesboro.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You going to stop in Wilkesboro for anything?
I remember seeing Junior every trip I'd take to Boone. I would stop by and see my friend Junior Dobson.
So have you passed over 77 yet?
No, not quite yet.
Okay. Not far from when you pass over 77 there on 421, you'll suddenly see this huge field, acres and acres of field, cleared land, and up on top of it is this huge Georgian mansion, and that was Junior Johnson's home.
Yep.
And
yep.
You're the only one I know who's been there.
Yeah, I spent a couple nights there, and
wow.
And you know, Junior spent more time though down in his old shed.
Yeah.
near 421, because he liked the good old boys came down by there, and nobody wanted to go up to the big house because they said his wife had a dining room, and she had a big statue in the middle of the table, and you couldn't see anybody on the other side.
Well, Junior used to.
The good old boys never wanted to go up to the main house because they said, "I hate that table where you can't see one another."
And they probably were afraid they were going to spill something too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Junior would cook breakfast down there in that little building that he had.
Oh, absolutely.
Near his shop.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had
90% of his time.
He had a second family, second wife, second family. Flossie was his first wife.
They never really married.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
No, sir.
So that is that in legal terms called common law wife?
Well, it's not legal in North Carolina, but that's what you would call common law in other states.
Okay. How about that? Well, that's a beautiful thing. If you're driving on 421, get past 77, start looking out to the right if you're heading toward Boone, and you'll see Junior John had a beautiful paved road, winding road that goes up to us, and he had cattle and who knows what else up there. And I had I guess his racing shop was back up in there too. But yeah, what a guy, and probably a still somewhere.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
I don't know who owns that now, Mike.
I don't know who bought it from him because his health went down, and so he and his wife moved to Charlotte to be a little closer
became a hermit. He didn't want to see people see him in public. He was not feeling well, and after he left there, I never saw Junior in person again his entire life.
Yeah, well, that's sad. I can remember you and I being at Barnes & Noble at Crabtree when the book that, well, it's about Junior, was written by two NASCAR writers.
Right, right.
And Charlotte Observer. And it's a great book, really great book about Junior. But Junior was there, too, and Tom Higgins was there. Tom was the main author, I guess. I'm sure Junior was interviewed for parts of it and everything. So that was that was the first time I had seen you and except to cover events with you. So I mean, we sat down and started talking like we'd known each other forever. You probably don't remember that, but I do. Even with your extraordinary memory, but you were very gracious.
I do. At Barnes & Noble. At Crabtree.
Yeah. But at any rate, that was my first encounter with you since you had left office. And so it wasn't too long after that, I'm sure, that you were on the show. I can't remember exactly what date that came out. It's whenever. I'll go home and look at the date, my autographed copy of that book, and see when it was published. And that was... Yeah, it probably wasn't too far from when you started doing the show with us. So maybe early
2000s. I was never so surprised when you called one day and said, "I hear you like gardening." And
yeah.
You said, "How would you like to go on my show?" I said, "Well, I don't know anything technically about plants." You said, "Well, neither do I."
Yeah, well, I mean, and I still don't. But no, you're extraordinary. And anybody who has been to your gardens would certainly know that. We had such good time yesterday, and I was.
By the way, Nelson, you saw that little, I don't know what Mike saw or not, that dying maple.
Japanese maple, yes.
I think we should just give up on that, don't you?
Well, as I said last night,
I did not see it.
It's very rare for ambrosia beetle to get such an established soft-wooded Japanese maple, and that was a beauty. There's one good branch. If it were me, I would saw above that branch and then clean up any suckers below that one branch, because it's a pretty neat, long, swanky branch, and then that still give you room to plant other stuff to the left of it. But that's what I would do versus...
Well, I'm glad you say that, because J.C. Ralston gave me that plant probably about 20 years ago, and you can see it's red, but it's formation. It's a beautiful plant.
It's stunning. But now, Rufus, when that like, it's basically 90% of the plant you're getting rid of.
Do we have, Joel, do we have Monica on? Monica, you need to get into this conversation.
Once you get the 90% of that tree off, make sure you cut it into pieces and bag it and haul it off. Don't throw it in your woods, because get it out of there.
Yep.
Monica, you don't ever have time to go anywhere, do you?
I come to the State Farmers Market quite a bit.
Well, you know, that is one of my favorite places to visit. So aren't you lucky?
Me too.
I know, right?
Yeah. How about that? Well, we're always so glad to talk to you. It's fun and always an adventure when you go to the farmer's market. A lot of people out there already?
There are a lot of folks coming out this morning, and I tell you, it's a beautiful day to do so. The weather it's just a beautiful day. It started off really cool this morning. There's a nice breeze, and the sun is shining, and there's so many wonderful things to come out and enjoy at the market today and all through the holiday weekend.
I'm so flabbergasted. It starts getting warm, it gets really hot. We get up to 90 or something. And then all of a sudden, the weather people say, well, next week we're going to be cool again. So I just wish we could keep this going, but I know we're not. But this is a great time of year, and the most extraordinary Memorial Day weekend I can remember for weather, good weather. It's so nice and low humidity, which is so unusual even for May. And it's a great time now. Now Rufus is on the road going toward Boone, and he's a peach man. Have any of those Anson County peaches showed up yet?
There are peaches. We've got a good selection of peaches coming in. And as I always say every year, it's one of my favorite times when we have strawberries, peaches, and blueberries. And we are in that season. So it's a great time to come out and buy all of those fruits while you can get them.
So is there a good supply of those peaches this morning?
Yes, there's a good supply coming in now. There surely is. And delicious from what I've seen so far, and absolutely delicious, and mostly from the sand hills so far. We usually have a few that come in also from the mountains, which are usually a little bit behind the sand hills ones, but they're all delicious. Never really had many bad peaches, so they're all good, and the strawberries, blueberries, all the things that go along with it, it's all just a great selection.
All right, hold on a second, Monica. We're going to take a little quick break here, and we'll be back and talk more about the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. We're at Bell's, 2828 Industrial Drive in Raleigh for the Weekend Gardener. Back at Bell's, 2828 Industrial Drive in Raleigh. We'll be talking to Fred Gaines coming up. But we're on the line with Miss Monica at the State Farmers Market. And in addition to peaches and strawberries, and you say you have blueberries?
We do.
Good gracious.
Yes, we do. We certainly do. And there's greenhouse tomatoes still coming in, cucumbers, lettuces, collards. And we have still North Carolina apples, some from the fall season. You can still find those. And spinach, there's just a great selection. Squash are coming in now, zucchini, new red potatoes, and the list just goes on and on. There's so much goodness here that does truly grow here in North Carolina. And in addition to all the fruits and vegetables, I would say it's pretty perfect weather for getting outside and planting. And so we have a huge selection of plants and flowers and several growers all throughout our farmer's building where you can find all those plants and flowers, vegetable plants, bedding plants, shrubbery, trees, hanging baskets, decorative planters, house plants, fruit trees, herbs, and just so much more. And if you can't find it down here, or we have another option you can always check out as well, is Logan's. They're our garden shop. So between all of the areas out here with all the plants and flowers and all the gardening items, you should be set. If you're an avid gardener, you should be able to find just what you need here at the State Farmers Market. And in addition, Supersod's here with their sods. You can grab rolls of sod, a whole truckload, or whatever you might need. And they have a ton of lawn care products that they can help you out with. And they also have those big yellow bags of compost mix. So
yeah, and it's probably a perfect weekend to if you want to start a new lawn of warm season grass. You can certainly do that this weekend. It's perfect weather to start thinking about your warm season grass, and it won't be long before you are fertilizing that too. But this will be a great day to get out and do that, or anything else in the yard. But they have so many resources, and they have plots of real grass there, and you can check all of that out. Yeah, they're a real gem there.
Yeah, they
at
are.
Farmers Market.
And also the Logan spot, they have a great pottery selection if you're looking to add a piece of artwork or something colorful to the garden, or you just want to have different containers and textures. But anyway, good selection out there.
No doubt.
They certainly do. And a lot of hardware, if you're looking something to work in the yard with, they've got a lot of different things in their store for that as well. They have seed. They have a good selection of seed. They have all the different selections of plants and flowers, as I mentioned, and also the mulches and potting soils and all of that. Also, pine straw. So, again, if you love to garden, it's a great place to stop by. You should be able to leave with a truck load by the time you finish and go home and play in the dirt a little bit. It's always good therapy to get out and work in the yard.
And if you're at Logan's, you'll also probably be able to smell the sausage and bacon cooking at the
true.
State Farmers Market restaurant.
There is a good possibility of that, yes.
So what I would do is park in between. And
there you go.
Yeah.
Eat first and then work off your breakfast.
Or
yes,
you could start at Logan's and go to the farm. It's up to you. I mean, it's
true that.
Kind of sit down and think about your plan for the day. And then
you can
get even more exercise. You could leave your car there and walk across to the farmers' buildings or to the market shops, where I guess our next stop is. You can get you some 3-2-1 coffee there, some fresh beans, freshly roasted beans.
Yeah,
take some cinnamon rolls home for Sunday.
Well, you got to work there. It's a long building, that old country store. You got to work your way down to
the
bread.
That's a good point. Get your Memorial Day flag.
I think you need to stay in there and kind of take it all in, and because that gives you a longer time to.
Then take you home some seafood.
Yeah, you could do that. Go to Kemp's.
Yeah.
But I don't know if everybody's gotten their Mother's Day gift, but you could probably do that in the market shops.
Oh, definitely. Market shops is full of all kinds of great things, gift items for birthdays, Father's Day is around the corner, or if you're running a little late for Mother's Day, as Mike said. And we have all kinds of meats and things here. If you're looking to grill out this weekend, you can definitely find a lot of local meat products all through the market shops, as well as over into our craft shed. We have some new vendors there, Wilders, that has lots of great cuts of meat, and featuring their Wagyu beef and Berkshire pork and so much more. The Hunter Pork Center is just behind there. And then you can get all the things you need for your cookout and just enjoy a a wonderful weekend and celebrate a little longer of a weekend since we have Memorial Day on Monday. So make it a long weekend and enjoy all the great things that are grown, raised, caught, and made here in North Carolina.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, you and Stephen and your family and all the folks at the Farmers Market.
Thank you. Come see us.
Bye, we Monica. Shall. Bye-bye. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We're at 2828 Industrial Drive in Raleigh with the Weekend Gardener at Bell's Carpets and Floors. We're on the other side of Industrial Drive from the back of Costco. All right, we're back on WPTF, 2828 Industrial Drive in Raleigh with a WPTF Weekend Gardener. Quickly running out of time. Rufus, where are you right now, sir, on 421? Well, he must,
I think he's
he must be
around the mountain corner.
Yeah, he must.
He's falling out. It's well, hard to get signals once you get so
high. It is,
so high.
It is. So he... All right, Stephen. Stephen, good morning. You're at WPTF.
Yeah, I thought I'd call and remind everybody that with this dry weather, with the daylilies coming up and starting to scape, they need some. They need a drink just about every other day.
It's coming first of the week.
Yeah, you know they get dehydrated too, and
yeah.
We've had such low
blooms. The blooms need water.
Yeah. I was on one of the interstates. I don't remember where we were going recently, like last week maybe. But the daylilies were really, really pretty there on the interstate, bright yellow.
Yeah, those are the yellow ones, right?
Yeah, right. So you have, how are yours? How many do you have blooming? I'm sure you've counted.
Well, today we had 36.
Okay. Now, last year, yeah, at the peak, you had 300 and some?
We had 380-something last year, yeah. We've got over 500 plants that have a potential for blooming. And we're getting a good scape stand. It's coming up really good. It's just that it's been so dry, I had to get my irrigation system working. And the last 4 days, I've been out watering. So it's... my wife insists that we want to have a good bloom year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just one other a warning to anybody. Do not plant painter's palette unless you have a spot that you really don't care about. That stuff is about as invasive as anything I've ever put in my garden.
Tavaria. Yep.
Painter's palette.
Yep.
Painter's palette. It's a pretty plant. And when we bought it, it was red variegated. It was a unique plant, but it's reverted back to its native, and it is aggressive. So it's taken over one of my hosta beds.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to get it cleared out.
Yeah.
But just don't plant that. Unless you've got a bank or something under a tree that needs a good root. Shoring, that would be a good one to put in if you want to keep a bank from washing out.
But all right, well, excellent advice.
Yeah,
Nelson concurs, I believe.
Yeah, it's pretty invasive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was coming today, but it's just too pretty. I've been out working in the garden.
Well, I'm glad. A lot of people, I'm sure, are working in the garden today. And
it's hard not to resist being out there in 70 degree weather.
I know, it really is.
Yes.
None of us can ever remember a day like this, and Nelsa's showing me a photo.
Persecutor.
But if anybody wants to come and visit my garden, we are open to the public.
Just one
and
more.
If you need to know where I'm at, just go to the Raleigh Daylily Club website, and there's a tab for display gardens, and my garden is called Just One More.
All
and
right.
if you call ahead of time, and make sure we're here, we'll give you a tour of the garden.
Excellent. Thank you so much. When is the peak, will the peak of your
end of May through about probably the end of June.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Steve. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. I'm glad to listen to you.
Thank you so much. Carter, is this Carter Q?
Good morning, garden friends. Mike, Bill.
Did you enjoy yourself last night, Carter?
I really did.
I hope your wife did, too.
We had a fabulous time.
Yeah.
And I just really wanted to publicly thank Rufus, the Lord of the land, Bard of the yard, Prince of Quince.
We don't know where Rufus is. He's heading toward Boone, but we don't know if he's on the other side. His line dropped, so I don't know if he knows his line dropped yet. He's probably going up. He's probably approaching Wilkesboro by now, so we may have lost him. So I don't know if he's hearing you or not. But what were your impressions of the Rufus Gardens?
Oh, we were so honored. We were so honored to be there. We were and very honored to be in the presence of so many fine people.
Good people. Really,
yes,
good people.
Especially lovely Linda and sweet Melissa.
Yeah. So, what really struck you? And I was pointing a few things out to your wife, who doesn't enjoy gardening as much as you do, but she was getting a little information.
Well, I mean, there was just so many things. There were so many plants. But I was really struck by the size. I don't think I had ever seen crepe myrtles so large.
Yeah,
they're 100 years old, Carter.
I'm glad we got you back, Commissioner. Were you down the mountain?
Well, I was headed up the mountain.
Okay. Yeah. So yes, where are you now? Where are you now?
Well, we're about halfway up the mountain on 421.
Oh, wow. You're making some time.
Oh, we've
been doing. Is Junior Johnson this driving, or?
We've been, I've got AI driving.
Oh, okay.
But we've been driving since the show this morning.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. All right. Well, you hold on. We'll see if we can hold on to your signal. And, Carter, you hold on quick. We're going to talk here to Fred, too. We're at Bell's Carpets and Floors, 2828 Industrial Drive in Raleigh with a Weekend Gardener here at 1040. Okay, we're back at Fred's place, Bell's Carpets and Floors, 2828 Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Fred Gaines is joining us again. And, Fred, I was fascinated watching some customers go through several samples of carpeting that were very similar. And I think they took home several different samples of carpeting, but it was all right in that light beige spectrum.
Exactly. Yeah,
and so it's hard, but they had help. You have help here.
Well, that's what that's part of our advantage is, you know, we have experienced help that can really help people.
Yeah.
And of course, like you said, they have the opportunity to take samples home, look at in their light and everything, and make their selections, so know that it's going to look good. And and I know in terms of working with our sales associates, they've probably been pretty well educated on what it's going to
be. I would say so.
Yeah. And, but of course, you know, the sale is, you know, over the weekend. So we'll be open Monday and extended hours 9 to 5 also. But the sale doesn't actually end just this weekend. And sometimes people don't understand that. We have to have time to go out and do measuring estimates, things like that. So the sale will go through the I think it's like the 7th of June or one of those dates right around there.
Excellent.
And we also have some very special prices that unless there something unusual happens, there will be no increases in those prices. So they'll be good even beyond June 7th. And, of course, it covers everything within the store. It doesn't matter what kind of flooring you're looking for. But again, you may have questions as to what's going to be best for you. And by coming in and working with our sales associates, I'm sure you'll be able to select the best floor for your needs.
Is there, we haven't really talked about what's new with carpeting like stain resistance. Do we have even more stain resistance now, or
well, we just what found, has changed? We just found out, and this is actually going to be published, is when one of our fiber types, which is a smart strand, it's also going to have an allergy certification, which is kind of a big thing for people. So
definitely.
If you have worries about allergies or anything like that, any of the smart strand fibers will have this certification. So that's kind of a big breakthrough in terms of what people can expect if they have any concerns about, you know, allergies. Sometimes people don't want carpet because they say, well, it supports allergies.
Yeah.
But actually, this will they'll have an allergy certification.
How do we properly clean a carpet?
Well, most...
If we have to. Most of them, you don't really need to except vacuum.
Yeah, most of our newer styles and are actually, you clean them with water. So you don't introduce any other chemicals. You simply blot up or, you know, rinse out. If it's a spill, the fiber itself is hydroponic, so it doesn't absorb moisture. So it makes it very easy to clean.
Wow. That's are people still buying the wool carpeting?
Wool is a big thing for us, and especially with the new Karastan Black collection, which is all... essentially all wool. They do have some synthetics in there too, but wool has always been a big thing for us and always will be, and we probably have one of the largest selections of wool carpet of anybody in the area.
Do you clean it the same way?
Wool is a little bit different. Generally, you can clean it with water, but in some cases, you might need a dry chemical cleaner like Milliken's Capture, which has been a...
You've had that forever.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, depending on what you need, we should have the right answer.
Yeah. In using Capture, for instance, you spread it on a spot and you let it sit.
You kind of work it in.
You work it in
with a soft bristle brush. Uh-huh. Yeah, and you let it sit. You can let it sit as long as you want. It's completely safe. It's not harmful for pets or kids. So you could go shopping and then come back and vacuum it up. And generally the spot's gone, or if it looks like it's diminishing, you just reapply the same thing. The beauty of a Capture is you can use too much, but you can't hurt anything.
Yeah. So we talked early, maybe our first break, about the laminate flooring, the hardwood.
Right. Well, that's...
It's changed again.
Yeah, that's really exciting. The new laminate floor, I mean, when you see it on the floor, without feeling it, you swear it's a wood floor. And actually, it is a wood byproduct. But it has an extremely durable screen-resistant surface. And for people that are concerned about scratching and performance, we highly recommend one of our laminates, because laminate has the hardest stain resistance. It's almost like a ceramic tile. So it's going to, they don't have to worry, especially if they have large pets, things like that might cause scratching. Laminate is an ideal choice. And with all the new patterns, and textures, we have a huge selection of fine quality laminates.
Yeah, and you can drop. I know we have some in our mudroom, and you can drop something on it, and it's not gonna shatter.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
it has give.
Yeah.
So that's a nice touch, but it just looks like the real thing, and that's what people want. They want the
look. They don't want it to look plastic. And that's what these new ones do. They really, and of course they are waterproof. We have varying degrees. We have water resistant all the way through full waterproof that even covers subfloor damage. So
wow. Okay. Well, that's important, especially where you have a wash machine and dryer or something like that, or a mudroom. Of course, you can mess up. Well, and you have remnants.
We have remnants. We have everything from a small odd size up to what we call room size, and enough to do like one room or so, or an area rug, which we do area rugs. Not only with just remnants, but we can take any carpet the customer may like and cut and size the area rug to their needs.
Or your staircase.
You know, of course, stair runners is a huge part of our business. And you mentioned the wools. That's probably one of our more popular areas for stair runners. They last, and they're beautiful, and they add value to the home.
Certainly do. And if you're real adventurous, you can get an animal skin print carpeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd be
very pretty.
Yeah, and though that's one of our more popular looks, especially for stair runners.
If you want an Elvis jungle room, you can just come to Bell's Carpets. You got it all. You really do. And the great installers, the great associates who work with people here. You've done very well, Fred.
Well, thank you. We enjoy the partnership and look forward to moving forward.
Absolutely. Fred, thank you so much.
Well,
I hope you have a wonderful and prosperous Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
And y'all will be open today till 5. You'll be closed tomorrow and then back open on Monday, Memorial
Day. Again.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Fred. All right, Carter, we'll pick back up in the garden. You were talking about those huge 100-year-old crepe myrtles, and what else caught your eye?
Well, the other thing that was very interesting to me, I had mentioned to Rufus that the tour of the garden was a literal binomial. It was a course in binomial nomenclature, particularly after one chap who happened to come across a plant, and Nelson happened to tell him that he asked, what was it? And she said it was toxicodendron radicans.
Rufus radicans.
Yeah, he said, what is that?
It's a rhyme, that's what it is.
So that was, I said, okay, well, I've picked up some botanical nomenclature here.
Could certainly do that with Nelsa. She knows all of the botanical names, and so that can be quite helpful when describing a plant, because you know the botanical names, and you know the old-fashioned names that we pick up is through generations for plants too.
You know, it's very interesting, Mike, that you are there at Bell's Carpet. I'm reading a book now that's entitled The Root of Wild Matter: Chasing the History, Mystery, and Lore of the Persian Carpet. And traditionally plant-based dyes were used to dye the spun wool,
right?
For carpets, and matter is a particular root of a plant that gives you that red color. And then, of course, later on, we started utilizing synthetic dyes. But initially, those carpets were made using plant matters and other bugs and other natural materials. And so it was very interesting that you were there at Bell's Carpets today.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but the carpets, those old Oriental rugs are real treasures.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Can be quite valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that y'all came last night. Were able to come, and I think everybody had a wonderful time.
Yeah, it was had a great time, and I'm glad that there's a little grocery store that's just adjacent to the road that leads to Myrtle Manor.
And that is actually not just a grocery boy junior. It's actually
a junior.
Place where you drop off things for Rufus. It's kind of a mail drop.
It's secret.
It's secret. It's kind of like a Bond, James Bond thing.
Well, there was
Rufus has
was
a secret entrance into Myrtle Manor from there. You see.
So. Oh yeah. Well, I drove past the entryway quite a few times, and then finally I'm going to ask this fellow here, and he said, "Oh yes, you need to go back and you turn left." He said, "It's just right behind the store here," and so I went back and I thanked him, and for giving us the directions to get to Myrtle Manor. And of course, everybody in the store. I think I saw there were at least four people in the store, and everyone knew Rufus.
Oh yeah, everybody knows Rufus, but that entrance is like Brigadoon. If you've ever seen or read about Brigadoon, you know it would only appear. I can't remember exactly why. If somebody, a certain kind of person came up, or I don't know, it was in Ireland or some Scotland, I guess it was. But if you've ever seen the Gene Kelly movie Brigadoon, it would appear and then it would go away. That's kind of how that entrance is. So you have to be careful. So I appreciate you calling very, very much. It's always a treat to talk to you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, and you all have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, you too.
You as well. Great seeing you.
Yes, right. Thank you so much. Be well.
Yeah, you too. All right. You know, the folks at Imo's Garden are wonderful people to deal with, and I know Nelson seconds that. The Triangle is known for its natural beauty, and with it, you know, comes incredible variety of wildlife. And from curious deer and clever squirrels to sneaky moles and voles and even snakes and other animals like fox we saw yesterday running around. Unfortunately, they do spell trouble sometimes for your carefully tended garden. The safe, effective way to enjoy the wildlife and protect your garden is with Imo's Garden Repellents, made right here in the Triangle area by folks like Miss Marilyn, who understand what local gardeners are up against. Unlike harsh chemicals, Imo's Garden offers a smarter, more natural approach to pest control. Their repellents are made with botanical oils and other natural ingredients, things that animals instinctively avoid, but are safer for you, your family, your pets, and the environment. And they don't just work, they smell great too. That's right, no harsh chemicals or odors. All of the clean, natural protection that you would certainly want to breathe in. And whether you're dealing with deer munching on your roses or rabbits with your veggie beds, squirrels in your planters or mosquitoes ruining your evening, Imo's Garden has got you covered. They offer long-lasting solutions for all the 15 common pests, including the best-selling deer repellent, and their products come in easy-to-use sprays, concentrates, and granules. Pick up Imo's Garden repellents today and enjoy peace of mind knowing your plants are protected with people-safe, pet-safe, eco-safe solutions that actually work. Available at local garden centers and hardware stores. Imo's Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. So, Rufus, you're moving right along there, buddy. And I wish you and your brother, I hope you have a great reunion today.
And he is gone.
And he is gone once again. But
special time.
What a special time, yeah. His brother is a 92 and a former college professor.
And I would like to wish a happy birthday to Beverly McDougal of Fuquay Arena. She's 85 today, and we love her dearly.
MacDougal. How about that? Well, yeah, happy birthday, Miss McDougal.
Great gardener she has. Yep.
She had a great gardener, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's so many things you can do in the landscape today, so get out and do it. Don't make an excuse not to work in the landscape today, my friend, because it's going to get hotter. You know that. Ms. Nelson, thank you for your time.